Welcome to the Deeper Daily Podcast with Pastor Paul White. This five-minute podcast is designed to reveal to you the loveliness of our Lord Jesus.
Grace and peace to you, my friends. So glad that I have a chance to minister some fresh bread into your life today. I pray that God be with you and give you favor today in every single thing that you do, you, your family, every area of your life. Receive abundant grace and be ready to reign in life today. Been talking about love, different aspects of it for a few days. Today I'm in 1 John chapter 4. I want to read the 18th verse and we're going to talk about love casts out fear today. Let me read the contextual verse 17 and you just go right into 18. Herein is our love made perfect that we may have boldness in the day of judgment because as he is, so are we in this world. There is no fear in love. But perfect love casteth out fear, because fear hath torment. He that feareth is not made perfect in love. So whereas love makes perfect, he that feareth cannot be made perfect. He that feareth, this is verse 18, he that feareth is not made perfect in love. Now, the previous verse said we have boldness in the day of judgment, which means we're not afraid. Why are we not afraid? We're not afraid because love, perfect love, is in our heart. There is no fear in love. Perfect love casts out fear. Why does perfect love cast out fear? Because perfect love is exemplified in the finished work of Christ on the cross. And the minute that we see that Christ has completely and successfully paid for all of our sins, we receive perfect love. That perfect love casts out fear. We have no reason to be afraid because God's not mad at us. We have no reason to be afraid because God's not out to judge us. We can boldly stand in the day of judgment because we realize that all of our sins have been properly punished in the body of Christ. If we don't know that, then we'll live in torment because verse 18 says, fear has torment. Anything that torments the mind or the heart cannot be the perfect love of God. And you have received through the cross the perfect love of God. People that fear death have not seen their death exacted in Jesus. People that fear hell have not seen hell exacted in Jesus. People that fear a far-off punishment have not seen their punishment exacted in Jesus. The day, the moment, the second that you see it, fear begins to be cast out. And so if what you're hearing preached or taught it instills fear in your heart, instills a scared spirit, I can promise you, according to 1 John 4:18, that perfect love is not being presented, because perfect love and fear cannot exist in the same room. There is no fear in love. Fear not. Remember when Jesus would approach his disciples and they would be in a moment, a lot of times it would be a moment of crisis for them. Jesus would often say, fear not. The reason he would say fear not is because they were bringing something to the table that didn't belong. You see, they're standing in the presence of perfect love and they're showing up with fear. Fear and perfect love don't get along very well. And so Jesus would always say, fear not, because what they were bringing into that moment was a fright that was stunting the ability of perfect love. Jesus wanted to instill perfect love in them. I'll go this far. I think all torment, all mental torment is a product in one way or the other of not feeling loved. I mean, there are people who are depressed, discouraged, mentally tormented, and in some way they don't feel loved. Or they feel so guilty and condemned that they don't believe it when people say, I love you. They don't believe it when someone shares love with them because they don't think anybody could love them. A lot of times people are being loved, but they're not accepting love because they have such a guilt consciousness. We Christians are the world's worst of such sin consciousness that we have a hard time accepting anybody loving us because we have such a guilty conscience over things that we've done wrong. If we could get rid of this, I think mental torment would be gone. I think there's a lot of people with mental problems, mental instabilities that somewhere along the way don't feel loved, or they feel like those that love them abuse them, and they have. If we could set them free by perfect love, not your love. Your love's not perfect. Romance is not perfect. Sensual love, not perfect. His love for us displayed at Calvary is a perfect love. The day people get that, those chains of torment begin to fall off in their life. Tomorrow we'll talk about how do you know if you have this love?
Thank you for joining us for the Deeper Daily Podcast. For more information on our ministry, visit www.paulwhiteministries.org.